The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Rav Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Yevamos Daf Dalet. We're entering the sugya, which stretches for some blot ahead of us, 3-4 blot ahead of us, the sugya of Asei Deichaloisa. Say the Gemara embarks in its discussion of the Chamesh Esrei Noshin that don't have Yibum, Arayis that are Pturu, Heim, Vitzorosem, Yibum. The Gemara discusses at length the concept of Asei Deichaloisa. Asei Deichaloisa is a concept that we find in many places in Shas. Notably, the Gemara brings by us klayim betzitzis. There's a lav of klayim. There's a mitzvah sev tzitzis. In certain types of begodim, presents itself the need to put on tzitzis of tzemer. Beged shel pishna will present the problem of klayim. The Gemara calls that asei dechalois asei. There's the mitzvah of nazir that he has to be makif roishoy. And the Gemara goes to various discussions. One discussion that goes on and on through these few dafim in terms of whether we need a specific pasuk by Yibum to tell us that you can't be miyab matzora, that a yovam shenofal loyim, a woman who is osatim, his mother-in-law, his sister-in-law, whatever the case may be, whether we need a specific pasuk, because normally we would have a klal of asei dechalos asei, or whether we don't need a pasuk, because as a rule, I say deichalois asei, but I say ain deichalois asei sheyesh bekoros. Even though I say has a koyach to be deichalois asei, but a lois asei which is chomer that has koros, and I say does not have the koyach. For this is a far-ranging discussion through the next few dafim. We'll just point out one ramification of different ways of defining this din. What does it mean ain asei? What does it mean I say? We'll try to define in some of the terms of our sugya in Mi'at Hashem, and then we'll try to see, extrapolate from that, what klolim we can have in understanding the broader picture of Yibum. And Maseches Yevam is Bechlal, is called, the Zohar is called from the Maseches of Oni, Ayin Nun Yud, Erev Nida Yevamos. It's one of the three mesechtes that Divrei Torah aniyim b'mokam echad v'ashirim b'mokam acher. In order to properly have a perspective on any sugin yevamis, there has to be a scope, really, of the first 50-55 lati yevamis. So some of the concepts we'll discuss, if they're in place, will give us clarity in Yetz Hashem for the next few months ahead. B'siyat d'shmayim. The Gemara says by us, as we said, there's a klal of ein asei d'chalos esheish b'koris, despite the fact that I say Doichalois asei. Rav Kiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas and Dav Zayin brings his Mitzayin to the Ramban al HaTorah. The Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Yisroi explains that the reason why I say Doichalois asei, it says L'chor, it's a theory by contrast, Mineu Beid, the din of asei, Doichalois asei doesn't make sense. Why? The Ramban says, because as a klal, what is more chomer, being over a lois asei or not doing an asei? The halacha is halachim for Rashi and Shulchan Aruch Yodei. If somebody forces somebody at gunpoint, not at gunpoint, let's leave aside pekuch nefashos, at the point of financial ruin, he's going to destroy him financially if he's not over on a lois asei. If he's not going to eat chazer or he's not going to eat basa b'cholov, somebody will destroy him financially. The halacha is he's mechuyiv la'abit kol mamoynei, sakon sefashos, not, but he's mechuyiv la'abit kol mamoynei b'chdei, not to be over lasei. And I say the halacha is only at choymish. Person is only mechuyif to lose a fifth of his money, which tells us that being over lasei is worse than not doing an asei. L'cha'era, by definition then, if we had a choice in front of us to either not do the asei and thereby not be over lasei, or be over lasei and do the asei, l'cha'era, not doing the asei and not being over lasei would have precedence. Why is asei dechalois asei? Should be faket. It should be the opposite of anything. Not being over the lois asei should, we see that's five times more in terms of financial halachic weight, a loisa say, not being over loisa say, is five times more halachic weight than nase. So the Ramban explains in Yisroi, as we said, Reb Kivega brings this in the Gilin HaShas and Daf Zayin, that even though not doing the loisa say is worse than not doing an asay, being mevatel asay is worse than being mevatel asay. But what's more choviv by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, he says that an asay represents the concept of ahava. When a person does an asay, he's giving himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A lois asay, the concept of don't, is the concept of yira. Ahava comes before yira. It's that way when we raise our children too. Ahava comes before yira. It's necessary. Yira is a necessary prerequisite, but ahava koidim liyira. Being Mekayim the Aseh carries more weight than a person who just stays away from Lois Aseh. It sounds almost Alder Chamusa, but that's what the Ramban says, that's why the Halacha is, as Exeres HaKosuv, that Aseh Deicha Lois Aseh. The Torah gave precedence to be Mekayim the Aseh, even at the expense of being over the Lois Aseh. That's the Ramban. We find Lechera a different understanding in Rabbeinu Nissim Goin. Rabbeinu Nissim Goin is the Pirush on the side of the Gemara in Shabbos. And over there, it's a famous machloikis, this Ramban Rabbeinu Nissim Goin, the Rabbeinu Nissim Goin in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, says a different concept. He says, it's not the Pshat that the Aseh Deich Elois Aseh. He's talking over there, Legabi Mila B'Shabbos. Mila B'Shabbos, which we'll discuss in a few minutes, might have a different dynamic. Mila b'tzaras, there's a lav of cutting off a beheres, off a pishama b'negat tzaras. There was a baby that was born, had a negat tzaras. But the Gemara brings such a case. A baby had a negat tzaras b'mokam amila. But if we're doing the maisa mila, would violate the lav of cutting off k'tzitzas beheres. Still the halachas asay dech alayis asay. And in that sugya, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Shabbos, the perikur b'lez the mila, the Rabbeinu Nissim Goin says the reason why Aseh could violate the Loisa is precisely because it's not violating the Loisa Aseh. The Aseh being Mevatl, the Loisa Aseh, the meaning of that is that when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on Har Sinai gave Tayag Mitzvahs, he made a clause built into the Loisa Aseh that the Loisa Aseh does not exist when it coincides or clashes, we would say, with the Aseh. When an Aseh and a Loisa Aseh are stuck together. It's not pshat that the Aseh has right away, like two cars being stuck at a crossway. The Lois Aseh was not given b'mokum the Aseh. Ein a Lois Aseh nemar b'mokum Aseh. You're not being over the Lois Aseh. There is no claim in tzitzis. In that understanding, we don't have to grapple with the problem of l'chayr being over and a Lois Aseh is more chomer than being mevatel an Aseh. The point is that there is no lav. One can't say there's no Aseh b'mokum lois Aseh because you don't have it. Aseh means you did something. You didn't. Lois Aseh means you did something wrong. If the Torah didn't ask for that b'mokum something else, then it's not Aseh. If it's not Aseh, you didn't do anything wrong. That's why Aseh deicha lois Aseh ve'ein lois Aseh deicha Aseh. So these are two different understandings. Just to show a place where it would sound this way, by the way, from the Sefer HaChinuch, we'll read the Lashon inside. Sefer HaChinuch is a mitzvah Tov Kuf Pei Dalet. Be'elu ki yoytze behen, hare adove ki ilu nemar b'teire b'feirish loy min na'aticho mehem b'mokam ha'sei zeh. The Torah is not disallowing, the Torah is not telling us to be moinea, to refrain from doing this act b'mokam ha'sei. Ava kol lav she'esh b'koris loy da'chinu mishum ha'sei. Like we said before, that we have a klal that ain't ha'sei da'chinu loy se'esh she'esh b'koris hoyol v'hichma ha'kosuboy kol kach Shechayev alav koris who ki'ilu amar b'feirush asei dov aploini shalei titztarech lava basiyosib lav ploini. That's the lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch. B'kitzur nimritz, it says over there, like Reb Nissim Goin, that the tzivui of the lois asei was not nemar b'mokum b'asei. Now, as a case in point, as an illustration of where these two types of lomdas present themselves differently, we have a Gemara on Amud Beis, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to learn out in this far-ranging discussion of Aseh Lois, the Deicha Lois Aseh Shiyesh Bekoris, the Gemara wants to learn out from the fact that Karbonos are brought on Shabbos. Karbon Tomid is Karboni Lachmi Lishai Reach Choichi. The Gemara says b'mayadoy v'afilu b'shabbos. We bring karbonos even though shechita of an animal is chil Shabbos. L'chayah that tells us that aseh of bringing a karbon is doich alayis aseh sheyesh b'koros. The same is true mila b'shabbos. we perform mitzvah b'yayim hashmini yimel b'sar alos yimel v'afilu b'shabbos. We mal the eighth day is Shabbos. The chayyim that tells us that I say of mila doicha loyse sheish b'kar. Says the Gemara now. It could very well be, the Gemara says, that Naseh, that was Nehemiah, before Sinai, Korban Tomid, Korbanos, and the Mitzvah of Milo, which is in Parshas Lech Lecha, since it's Nehemiah before Sinai, it's more fundamental, it's more important than a regular Aseh. That Aseh has a Korach to be Deicha Aloysa Sheyesh Bekaris, whereas a regular Aseh and a Deicha Aloysa Sheyesh Bekaris. Namely, in our issue of discussion, erva with Yibum, the Aseh of Yibum won't be Deicha Aloysa Sey of Achayis Ishtoi or Chamoisoi and so on and so forth, because over there, Ein Aseh Deicha Aloysa Sheyesh Bekaris, in the two cases mentioned, Mila B'Shabbos, Tomid B'Shabbos, Aseh of Koidim Adibu is Deicha Aloysa Sey Lach Adibu. Ask the Maratz Chayis in the back of the Gemara, one of the Mefarshim, a wonderful question. He asked that there's a Mefurisha Yerushalmi not this way. Taisus in Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches brings down a Yerushalmi that discusses when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael right after 40 years of being in the Midbar, the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, right after Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Zayin Adar. Klal Yisrael came in less than a month later. They came in a little bit more than a month later. They came the first day of Pesach, they were in Eretz Yisrael. As soon as Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, there is a lav of eating chodosh. And the question is over there discussed, how were they able to use the matzahs? How were they able to use the matzahs if they didn't bring the carbon oimer? The tfuah is chodosh, it's a lav deraisa, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, but the chodosh applies in Chutz Laretz. We won't discuss now. Today they makbid on Yoshon. Could buy Yashin in most bakeries, but Chodesh is certainly also an Eitzel, it's a lot. Lois Aseh, we have an Aseh of eating matzah. Is the Aseh Deicha Lois Aseh or not? A back and forth discussion. Yerushalmi says that the reason why the Aseh, why don't we just say, instead of having a whole complicated back and forth about what did they eat and whether they brought the carbon, whether they didn't bring the carbon, Yerushalmi proposes maybe they took the matzahs, they took the wheat of Chodosh, Aseh of matzah, Deicha Lois Aseh of Chodosh. Says the Yerushalmi that the Lois Aseh of, I'm sorry, the Aseh of matzah, since it's Nema Lefnei Sinai, Klal Yisrael got the mitzvah before Hasinah, they got the mitzvah when they left Mitzrayim, has less weight. If it has less weight, it has less koyach hatchil. We don't say aseh derech aseh. Mufurish vakeret, from what we just said, that the aseh of milo, the aseh of tomid, it has more weight in being derech aseh sheyesh bekaris. Why? Because it's lifnei Sinai. So we could say it's machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. Maybe. Why would the Bavli Yerushalmi argue hafochim zeh mizeh? What we would propose, one could theoretically explain that this itself is the hinge of a machlokes, of a fundamental machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, but the more straightforward way is saying that there's really two sugyas. The sugya over there in the Taisus and Kedushin, the sugya that talks about matzah with chodosh, is aseh doicha lois aseh. The mitzvah of matzah is an aseh. The lois aseh of chodosh is a lois aseh. In that context, it could very well be that an aseh that was said before Sinai carries less weight. Could be. Does it carry more weight? Less weight? Less weight. It was given before Sinai, it has less weight. It was given to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael had less Kedusha. We were on a lower Madrega. Maybe that Aseh is on a lower Madrega. Maybe. But that would be if we tell ourselves that the understanding of Aseh Deicha Lois Aseh is because it's a weight thing. Which has more weight? Which is more Chaviv? To be Mekayim something which was Nemar La'acha Sinai or something that was Nemar Lefnei Sinai. There, the decision could very well be, like the Yerushalmi says, that a mitzvah that was given before Sinai is less Chaviv. It has less weight, it has less halachic weight. And Memel La'alocha would be that Aseh Ein Deicha Lois Aseh in that case. However, when we're dealing with the sugya, Ahavamina, of Aseh Deicha Lois Aseh Sheyesh Bekaris, the Gemara for sure knew that a Lois Aseh Sheyesh Bekaris has more weight in terms of severity than the Aseh. In that context, It's partial that the Gemara didn't hold that the Aseh Dech HaLeseh was because this one is more choshev than that one, like the Ramban says. The only way, there's a half minute, let's remember, the Maskana ain't Aseh Dech HaLeseh Sheish Bekaros. But the only way the Gemara legitimized the half minute that Aseh would be Dech HaLeseh Sheish Bekaros is only the way Reb Nissim Goin says it. The only way to be Dech HaLeseh Sheish Bekaros, not because an Aseh has more cheshivus than HaLeseh Sheish Bekaros, but because the Leseh wasn't given B'mokum that the Aseh was said. In that context, it could very well be that that idea, the way the Reb Nissim Goin says, that by Har Sinai they were given together, and there's a clause built in, the Leseh was not said, was not Nemar B'mokum Naseh. That's only if it's by Sinai. What about Naseh of Lifnei Sinai? That means that the only Aseh that you could say that the Leseh wasn't the only Aseh, the only the tzad in the Gemara to legitimize Aseh being Deichel Leseh Sheish Bekaros would be that since the Aseh was Nema Lefnei Sinai, if it preceded Sinai, then Sinai's Leseh Aseh was not given B'mokum Aseh. That means, to summarize, what we're proposing now is that the definition of Aseh Deichel Leseh Aseh is like the Ramban in terms of weight. Because there's more weight. Why did the Gemara have a hava mina that I say doicha loisa say sheyesh bekaris? How could they have a hava mina in terms of weight? How could it be? How can I say have more weight than loisa sheyesh bekaris? The hava mina was only that the assay says that the loisa say wasn't given b'mokum naasei. Loisa say loinemar b'mokum naasei. So what the Gemara would be doicha is you don't have a raya. It could very well be by Sinai, the Loise and Naseh was said, that a Loise says Sheish Bekaros was said by Mokum Naseh. But when Naseh was given Lefnei Sinai, it preceded Sinai, so there certainly the Loise wasn't said by Mokum Naseh. So over there, the Naseh would be Doiche, even a Loise Sheish Bekaros. It's a pilpul, it's a good shtickle Torah, just to illustrate what we're talking about in terms of two different perceptions. Now let's plug back into the Yesodis of Yevamos, in terms of giving us a little bit of a perspective, a little bit scope for the next few months ahead of Yevamos Dikinyon. What is the definition of Yibum, the fact that the mitzvah aseh of Yibum is Deichad Eloseh Veshesach? We're learning, and that's what we're going to have in the next few daf, that Ein Aseh of Yibum Deichad Eloseh of Achoyz Isha, Chamo Yisoy, Kalose, and Watna, the Chamesh Esrei Noshim. But Aseh is Deichad Eloseh in terms of Aseh of Yibum being Deichad Eveshesach. How does that work? So the one who asked the kasha is Taisus. Taisus says the Gemara is going to set out on a journey the next few daf to prove or disprove whether Aseh Dech HaLeseh Sheyesh Bekaros. Frek Taisus, the bottom Taisus on Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskil Loisa Aseh Sheyesh Bekaros, which goes up onto the top, onto Amud Aleph. And Taisus, the second half of the Taisus that goes onto Dalet Amud Aleph, asks, why not learn out from Yibum? Gevalt, we'll learn in Mizrach Zivomis. Open up the first mission of Mizrach Zivomis and Aseh of Yibum is Dech HaLeseh Aveshazah. Every Yevama, by definition, is Chayvei Krisus. She's an Eshazach. She was married to his brother. Eshazach is also Lacham Yisa. Not like Achoyz Ishtoi, a wife's sister that becomes Mutu Lacham Yisosa. Eshazach is also. So how does it must be that. Say that was Yesh Bekaros. Says to Eshazach, no. Yesh Loimar, the mitzvah se bekach. Voimer ridim Eshazach le motzi le melef ba'almu de lidchi ase loise sheesh bekaros. The shiny Eshazach, the mitzvah se bekach. Eshazach presents a new dynamic called mitzvah sevikach. You can't learn out of something where the only operative model for that din is that. Yibum is a mitzvah in the Torah. The only operative model in the Torah for Yibum is Eishes Ach. So you can't learn out from there. I said, it's not a clash. Now, it could very well be. The meaning of that is that even though every I say Dech Eloseh is two things that coincide, you have an Aseh, you have a Loseh Aseh, you have two mitzvahs, two tzivuyim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, facing off, squaring off, who's going to win? Who has more weight? So like we said from the Ramban, okay, the Aseh has more weight, has more chshivus, more chavivus, gets the right of way is had by the Aseh, k'neged the Lois Aseh. If you have an Aseh, k'neged the Lois Aseh Bekaros, there the Lois Aseh Sheish Bekaros has the right of way. But what happens when you have something like Yibum? Obviously the Torah was telling you, not that there's two things here, the Torah said that in Eish Esach, in that case, there is no loisa say of Eshazah, but Mokim Mitzvah Sibu. It's built into the system that way.
But Tosis asked the Kasha. Tosis asked the Kasha, and Tosis answers. There's another way of understanding the reason why Asei Doicha Lois Asei of Eshesach Bayibu. One opens up the Rambam. The Rambam, as a rule, gives short synopsises in the beginning of every Sefer of the different mitzvahs that are discussed in that Sefer. In the beginning of Sefer Sanhedrin, he'll discuss all the mitzvahs that are incumbent on Bez, and so on. In Mitzvahs Yibum, the Rambam has a very curious definition. The Rambam defines Yibum. I'm sorry. The Rambam in the Arayis brings a whole list of Arayis in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. One erva has a strange name. This kalosoi, chamosoi, achos ishtoi, so on and so forth. All of a sudden, the Rambam gets to Eshesach. The Rambam says Eshesach shaloi b'mokum Yibum. That's the name of the erva. The erva is Eshesach. There's a mitzvah say of Yibum, which when it coincides with Eshesach, the mitzvah of Yibum will be doicha, the love of Eshesach. The pshat is that the erva of Eishes Ach is Shaloi B'mokum Yibum? Yeah. The Rambam seems to say that if we would go with the klolim of Asei Decheleis Asei, how could I say to be Decheleis Asheish Bekoritz? It must be Muzayin, says the Rambam. Rashi seems Meduik this way also. Nochum understands that this is a global machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam in many places. With the Tosfos and the Rosh, we'll soon discuss some of the ramifications of that. The Rambam understands that the reason why Asei of Yibum is Deichel Lose Sheyesh Bekoris is because there is no erva of Eishes Ach B'mokum Yibum. Eishes Ach, what we see in the parasha of Yibum is that the erva of Eishes Ach is qualified. The same way Achois Ishtoi is only B'chayeh, not B'moisel, Achois Ishtoi Litzror Oleo B'chayeh, a woman passes away, you're allowed to marry her sister. A wife passes away, the husband is allowed to marry her sister. That is the confines of that erva. The confines of the erva of Yibum is only Shaloi B'mokum Yibum. Of Eshesach is Shaloi B'mokum Yibum. B'mokum Yibum, there is no erva of Eshesach. If we want to rationalize that, by the way, this was saying in parentheses, but it's a important discussion that we'll discuss in Yitzhak Hashem Shurim on the second parak, and later on in the 10th parak, is that it could be the rationale, everything's Gzeres HaKosuv, but it could be the geder of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Yibum, is that what he's doing is he's really stepping into the issues, into the marriage of the brother. The marriage of the brother is not nerva. He's not marrying his brother's wife. He's stepping into his brother's marriage. At Kami, he's stepping into his brother's marriage. There's no Eshesach. That, if we want to explain it, what does it mean that there is no erva b'mokum Yibum? That would be maybe one possible explanation. We're just putting that out. And I mean, Yitzhak Hashem, this is a concept that we'll discuss by Richu in the Sugis of Zika and Maimer later on. The Rambam seems to have this dynamic. Let's point out a few of the chilukim that express themselves based on this. For instance, we have a Sugi later on in Dav Chof. There is a woman who, besides for being an Eishes Ach, she's Nefelis Liyibim, her husband unfortunately died, didn't leave her with children, didn't leave any children of his own. She is Nefelis Liyibim to her brother-in-law. The problem is the brother-in-law is a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almanah. The halach is that since there's an Asei, even though Asei Deicheloys Asei, Asei is not Deicheloys Sev Asei. So the Isser of a Kohen to marry a Almanah is Asei Veloys Asei, he's not allowed to marry her. So the Gemara says, "Ein aseh dechalos sei vaseh." He's not allowed to marry her, not because of Eshesach, but because of another averu. That's it. The same way arayis, the chomish aseh noshim are not allowed to get married over here. Be'etzem, there's no arayis. There's no. Let's remember, kohen gadol la'almon is not chayv krisus. A shame erva, it's not. It's an isur mipnei kedushas kohuna. It's not an isur erva, but his marrying her violates an aseh nalois. I say his mitzvah does not permit him. I say, ain't a doicha loisev, I say. Good. What's the shayla? What happens now? Lemaisa, the Torah does not want him to do mitzvah sibum. Is he choizer to a state? Is their relationship choizer to the regular state that should exist? That since there is no mitzvah of yibum, she's an erva now of Eshesach? What was the whole reason why the Eshesach fell off? Tosfos says, because mitzvah sivikach. Mitzvah sivim is mechayev, that there is no loisaseh of Eshesach. Okay, what happens in a case where there is no mitzvah sivim? It's a violation of a lav and aseh. There is no tchir. L'chayush, it should be an Eshesach. Eifen Emes. That's what the Tosafot Rosh and Dav Gimel Amud Beis says. This is a famous Chakir, by the way, a classic Chakir from 400 years ago. Shah Melech, Dav Nimluim, other great Gedolei Achronim of the last 300 years discuss this Shaila. They throw riots back and forth. The Hadavah Mufurish, that they didn't have the Tosafot Rosh. The Tosafot Rosh was newly printed over the last 100, 150 years. And the Tosafot Rosh is Mufurish and Dav Gimel Amud Beis, that where there's a side asei v'loisei preventing mitzvahs yidum from being performed, the halacha is that she's now an eishes ach. If he's bolo, it's bekoris. She's an eishes ach. L'chayr, that's Tosafot's understanding. Later Rambam, that can't be true. She be'etzim is a yevama. V'horaya, over there the halacha is he can't be miyabim. But chalitza there is. Because she's not nervous. We pointed out. Chomesh esrei noshim are free from Yibum v'chalitza. Yibum v'chalitza means there's no Zika. Why? She's an Erva. An Erva inherently has no Shaykhis to pass her eyes. It's not just that you can't do the Yibum, it's Mafkia, the Zika, Legamri. Hein li Yibum v'hein l'chalitza. There is no relationship or would be potential relationship between the Yavam and Yavam. She's Petur l'shuk. Not only that, she takes her Tzara with her. But over here, by a Kohen Gadol, the Sugyan Davchov, she's not an erva. She's not chayvi krisus. Kedushin is toifis bo. He doesn't have a right to be miyab. She's chayvi krisus. The loch is this chalitza. Interesting. This chalitza, even though she's chayvi krisus. The eshesach, the isser of eshesach, even despite the fact that he would be boil her, it would be chayvi krisus. But the isser of eshesach is not an erva, which patters from Yibum. But it says Eishesach is always mitzvot v'gach, not the patter from Yibum. Over here also, the Eishesach will not patter from Yibum, but it's there, because there is no mitzvah of Yibum. Rambam would seem to disagree with that. If there is chalitza, that means the Zika, she's a Yevoma. She is a Yevoma. If she's a Yevoma, she's shaloi b'mokim erva. Like the Rambam says, the erva of Eishesach is only when there is no Yibum relationship. There is a Yibum relationship. There's a Zika v'il chalitza. She's not allowed to get married. She needs chalitza from her brother-in-law. If that relationship is there, then she's an eshesach shaloi nikra arayis. She's an eshesach b'moga mitzvah. So that's the other side of the chakir. There arayis in Rishonim that she would actually not be an eshesach. If he'd be bola, he'd over not more than that say, and the loisa say, of Kohen Gadol, which is really a dovet study, it's a zaiti geyser, it's something on the side, it's not part of Parshas Yibum. But to say that she's an eshesach, she's not. There is no eshesach b'moga mitzvah. That's one ramification. Let's point out a second ramification. Interesting discussion on Daf Yud. Tosfos throws out a fascinating idea, which is also discussed in the Yerushalmi, of an arayis. We have 15 noshim that have 15 arayis. Tosfos presents a 16. What's the 16th? They have an eshes ish. Now, no yevam has ever an eshes ish. Her husband died. She's an almona. Tosfos says, what would be, let's say the husband had been Megarisher, somebody had been Megarisher. She was married to Reuven. Reuven was Megarisher, a weird case. Reuven was Megarish his wife, al menas, that she should not ever get married, she should not ever be Mekudeshes to Levi, a gentleman called Levi. Okay, Gewald. She has to be Mekayim the Tanai, like every Tanai. If he gave her a get, al menas, she has to give him $1,000. The get wouldn't be a get unless she gave him $1,000. Fine, she was Mekabel on herself, she should not get married to Levi. She had a better idea. She got married to Shimon Levi's brother. Unfortunately, Shimon died. She's now Nefilas Liflein Levi. To say that she's an Eishes Ish, she's not an Eishes Ish. She's not married. Shimon died. Reuven was Megarisher. Lamaisa, if Levi is Bo'aleo, then the Erva of Eishes Ish comes back to Reuven. Reuven's still alive. Shimon's the one who died. And the Erva of Eishes Ish would not allow the Yibum to be Chal. That Erva should patter her with her Tzara from Yibum Chalitza. A chap, but that's Tosfos's hamtzor, Tosfos's blitz. So Tosfos says in that case she's pturah min hayibum, she's asur liyibum, because having Levi bibolel would bring the monster back, would bring the kedushin of, would render the gerushin to Reuven null and void, would bring back the marriage to Reuven. She'd be in a position she can't live with Levi, but chalitza wouldn't pater. The Ramban and the Rashba say sharper than Tosfos. The Ramban and the Rashba say, what does it mean that an erva patters from Yibum? What does it mean that an erva patters from Yibum? Erva patters from Yibum because there's no There's no possibility of issues between this man and woman. Erev means that there's a barrier between them. It's a relationship that the Torah is mafkia. It's chayvei krisus. There's no kedushin tafsibo. Right now, at the point of death of Reuven, the point of death of Shimon, was there shayich an issues? Be'etzem, is a marriage between Levi and this woman, this almana, Rachel? Is there any reason to, is there any shame ever between them? No. What you're saying is that if Levi is Bo'aleo, it violates the Tanai and the Gerishin of Reuven, and then there's an Eishes Ish that'll come back to haunt us to knock off Levi's Yibum. But Be'etzem, there's no Metzius of Erev here. What are you going to say? You're going to say, but you can't do the Maisi Yibum because you're going to get caught in a, you're going to get caught in a vicious cycle, and then you're going to have a problem with Eishes Ish. What's Mafkia Zika? What's the dynamic of Yibum, Erva? When there's an Erva, there is no Yibum. The way we understood up here the Taisin Rosh, when there's only Yisr Eishesach, Eishesach, the Torah was Matir B'mokim Yibum. Any other Erva is Leisesh Yesh Bekoris. The Torah wasn't Matir, any other Erva B'mokim Yibum. Over here also, there's a problem. If Levi is Bo'aleo, he's going to create a violation of Reuven's Eishes Ish, of the Erva of Eishes Ish, because now she'll be married to Reuven. Lamaise, you ask Shulchan Aruch says he can't marry her. If he can't marry her, l'chor, that's Shepatim Yibum v'chalitza. That's the whole dynamic that's going on over here. Allowed or not allowed? Allowed or not allowed? That's what we said. B'chai v'lavim v'asei, it's not allowed, so she's a regular Eishes Ish. But this Eishes Ish, which is not an Eishes Ish, it's only a potential, if the Gerushin of Reuven is violated, the Eishes Ish will be Choyz v'Neur, is also, you're not allowed. If Levi can't marry her because the Torah doesn't allow it, then you're back to square one. She's an Erev. That's why Tosfos legitimized this question of this Eishes Ish, Patur Mi'ibu v'chalitza. The Ramban and the Rashba didn't entertain such a question. The Ramban knocks off this kasha very sharply. He says it's a kusha shel kintur. He says it's a brilliant cheshbon, but it's not true. It's not a real question. Why? Because they understand that the shame erva is something inherent, that parshas yibum exists only by an eishes ach, not by an erva. An erva is a type of woman that does not have a parshas yibum. The woman over here right now does not have in her an eishes ish. Where am I coming from? I'm coming from the fact that the Rambam explains, in order to explain Parshas Yibum by Eishes Ach, the Rambam did away with the Erev of Eishes Ach, B'mokum Yibum. That tells us the Rambam understood that it has to be that there is no shame Erev. It's not pshat that the Torah was Matir and Erev. If there is an Erev, then that itself defines the Yibum as not viable. If the Torah said there's a mitzvah Yibum, is the pshat that the Erev of Eishes Ach does not exist. There's no definition of Erev as Eishes Ish. I'm sorry, of Eishes Ach, B'mokum Mitzvah Yibum. So what happens by any other erva? Any other erva is any other erva. It does exist by Malkum Yibum. So when we're dealing with over here with that case of Balas Tnai, of a Gerushin, the Reuven, the first husband, Al Tnai, we're dealing with a woman right now who doesn't have a shame erva. She's not an Eishes Ish. If Levi is Bola, it'll create the reality that there is an Eishes Ish. But right now, she's not an erva. Is she allowed to marry him on pain of death? No. Because if she'll marry him, it'll create an erva. But right now, the dynamic that's between the two of them is not a dynamic of erva. Cannot patim yibim v'chalitza. You could say that he's stuck. He can't be miyabim her because before he's stuck. But that's not the din of erva poiteris, of erva poiteris mina yibim mina chalitza. So again, to summarize, if we understand that the pshat is that the dynamic of yibim also is predicated on the model of Asay Dacha Lois Asay, but over here the pshat is that the Asay says that the Lois wasn't given by Mokum Asay, but there's a dynamic of Asay Dacha Lois Asay, so anytime there's another Asay, and the reason why you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Asay of Yibum, so that's a regular Eshesach. It's the parsha of can you not? Over here the Torah said you could, over here the Torah said you can't, over here the Torah said that Asay takes precedence, over here the Torah said that the Lois Asay takes precedence. By Baal Tnai also, by Lois Asay Vasei, over there also, the Lois Asay Vasei take precedence over that Asay. So you're back to square one. She doesn't have a head to Eishes Ach, so you have a Erev of Eishes Ach. Mashenkin, in the other way of looking at it, where we say that the parasha of Yibum, the din that Yib patas, that an Erev of patas Yibum v'chalitza, is not because you can, you can't. You must, you mustn't. It is doiche, it's not doiche. But there's a model here. The reality is, there's a relationship between them. An eshesach is not an erva, but b'makom mitzvah. When there's a erva, the pshat is that the Torah defined this relationship as not shayich. The Torah said this is an erva relationship, it can't happen. Eshesach is not a relationship that's also b'makom ibul. So when we have another something that complicates the relationship, then when we have another erva, then it is an erva that can't exist. And there's no yibum v'chalitza. But when we have, let's say, we said like a balas tnai, or we said chayv elav v'aseh, we're be'etz and these women are not arayis. There's a technical reason in hilchis, can you, can't you, why you can't be miyavim. Either there's a leisiv v'aseh, which has nothing to do with pashas arayis, or there's a possible erva which will be awakened, the possible averu which will be created, but it's not here. When you're looking at the relationship between the yovam, the potential relationship between the yovam and the yovam, it's not here. She's not an eshetish. She only turns into an eshetish if she marries the yovam. So then we can't look at that as a relationship of erva. We can only look at that in terms of you can't create do the yibum. In that case, there's no issur eshetzach. She is beikaron. She is beisoid and. An eshesach, b'mokum mitzvah. An eshesach b'mokum mitzvah is not an erva. So these are some of the assertions which will chazen themselves over and over and over again. Hopefully, we've put it down well enough that the two sides of the chakira, both in asay dechalaisa say and asay dechalaisa shesh because are clear, and the chakira in how the dynamic between heter yibum on the erva of eshesach and isur yibum, as far as arayis is concerned, how those two play against each other. And some places where you might have one, even though it looks like the other, depending on how you understand the yachas, the relationship, the dynamic between any specific scenario between a yovam and a yovam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.